Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shitano and Cappy, broadcasting live the city of Downey Bastards Canteen. Our Veterans Day bash. Come on, Cappy.
Yeah. Come on.
It is
Veterans Day.
For what you need to know, Shitano.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Yeah, by the way, shout out to the gentleman who just gave us a cigar from, I can't read this, I don't have my glasses on.
Wow, viejito.
Roger Vinginho.
Roger.
Give me that card.
Like, give it to Beto. Beto can read.
Meanwhile, what you need to know time. Take it away, producer
Vinginho.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited. Okay, so anyway, the Los Angeles Dodgers have declined their $16 million option on two-time All-Star Justin Turner.
Yeah.
Also not receiving a qualifying offer for the second straight year was Clayton Kershaw. The Dodgers did, however, extend qualifying offers to two All-Stars, shortstop Trey Turner and left-handed pitcher Tyler Anderson. And, of course, we'll probably get into all of that at 5:45 when we talk to our Dodgers insider, Blake Harris.
We could talk to him now a little bit, because I'd love to get Beto's thoughts on it. So, look, Trey Turner is an obvious one. Who was the other one? Oh, Tyler Anderson.
Yes. Pitched, $19 million.
Pitched very well for him. The Justin Turner thing, look, this is a business of what can, you know, outside of the occasional outlier like a Clayton Kershaw has been a lifer, right? This business of sports particularly has to be, I need to pay you for your future production, not your past production. So they buy him out for $2 million. They're not going to give him the $16 million, but they'll probably, my guess is he'll get half of that.
Yeah,
probably.
He's not worth $16 million at his age.
Right.
Declining. But at the same time, you could see him probably sign back for
Maybe 10.
Yeah. I don't know about like 10, but somewhere around 7, 8. He still has value, especially with the DH. You can still swing
and in the clubhouse.
And without a doubt. Did a great job for the team.
Yeah. You might want to turn your headset on.
No, it's on.
But it's also something where, you know, that they're not going to give guys like him $16
million. Yeah.
You know, the Dodgers at that age.
I mean, what they do though, is they say, look, we bought you out for $2
million.
Yeah. Which was in the contract,
Right. But then we're going to give you 8, so you got 10.
Yeah.
And you don't want to leave and go somewhere else just for money. You want to stay here, be part of us. You're part of the family.
Yeah.
And
the Mishpuka.
Right. And we want you to be here because you're a heart and soul guy. We just don't want to pay you $16 million.
And he understands.
He understands because he's a team guy.
Yeah.
And he winds up signing.
Big community guy.
They, you know, my friends at Tequila Mandala, they do a what they call a love collection with their bottles because of the love themed stuff that they do with that particular brand. And Justin Turner is going to design the next bottle.
Oh, is he really?
I just found that out.
Good for him.
So JT does a great, you know, Roberto Clemente Award winner, big in the community.
Oh, dude, he's
a lot
huge
of stuff
in the community.
It's sign for less and finish it up here.
Right, because he's, what, 37 now?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then...
Hi, Chris.
The Clayton Kershaw thing, did you have something to say?
Well, in 1 hour, we're going to do a live edition of Hey King.
Oh, yeah. So, audience, are you guys in for a live edition of Hey King?
Wow.
I'm sure you've heard of Ashley, but you want to really do Hey King.
Hey King.
Right?
I would have brought my crown.
Yeah.
Should have brought your shirts.
Yeah.
So that's coming up in 1 hour, live from Bastards Canteen.
Have one.
If you're driving through Downey, come on by, say hi. 11045 Downey Avenue.
Yeah, come by just to do Hey King.
Do Hey King.
Yeah.
And party with us. Party, party, oh, party.
Yeah.
So, anywho, and then the other part of the equation, the Clayton Kershaw stuff. Look, I was surprised they gave him the deal that they gave him. I still feel like he gets an over-market value deal, but he's not going to get the $30 million he was making.
No, he's not going to get that.
Yeah.
No.
But he'll get something because he still wants to
play. He'll get what Bumgarner got, which is like 18 to 20.
Something for 1 year, which is not bad. It gives you your 5-6 innings.
Yeah.
If he can do that for you, why not?
Even that, I will just say this. That's a lot of money for Clayton at this time of his career because it's the same thing we're talking about with Justin Turner. Like, hey, take a little less. You know,
one of them is a Hall of Famer.
That's a lot less.
Actually. I completely understand.
You got to give a guy like that. You want to see him retire the Dodgers.
100, and so that's a very important point. In other words, you're paying him for that.
That's the golden handshake.
Not necessarily to be in your number two or your number three. He's probably more like your number four and maybe even your five.
No, not the five.
Regardless. He's not your
not
one, two, or three.
And in this day and age, too, the way that
the bullpen five? Used,
I know. It's bad, right? It's insulting.
Yes.
I don't mean to be insulting.
You are being
exactly
insulting.
Just dragging
it's like
there.
You did the thing with Ilya the other day. Where's Ilya? Wasn't he supposed to be here today, by the way? What happened to that?
I think he ended up going back to Europe.
I don't know.
You had to go back to Europe.
What's that?
You had to go back to Europe.
You had to go back to Europe?
Yeah.
I thought we were having the cup here today.
Wait. We had, there's a whole schedule for the cup, and we're gonna get it out here soon.
Well, I have my LAFC scarf.
And you already took the picture with the Super Bowl trophy, so there's that.
That's right. A Super Bowl trophy.
In the tub.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Naked.
Need to make that happen again with the cup.
With the cup.
Take the cup and your Mandy's Awards.
The cup and your cup. You can use it as your cup.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I should do that.
Although, don't besmirch it that way.
I really want those little rib things.
That's what I ordered.
Well, get the ribs.
All right.
I already ordered them.
You already circled them.
I circled them right here on the menu.
Who takes care of you? I'm like your father and your mother combined.
Yeah, nice. You already ordered. You beat me to
it. Yes, we're good.
So you didn't get into the Wingstop two chicken sandwiches last night?
I did not.
I did, unfortunately. Yeah,
that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort Spa. Good times.
What a mess.
The producer, Laura, got me.
She did.
She didn't get me.
I got the mild and the lemon pepper. It was delicious.
Really?
I got captured.
As a matter of fact, I chose the riblets because they're smoked and they're not fried.
Well, moreover,
they're a little messy. Bread. Cap's going to make a mess up here.
Yeah. Oh, dude, look at
and
this.
Absolutely. Beautiful sweater's going down. Oh, is this cashmere?
Yeah, yes, it is. It's a zip up, too. You know Rachel
bought
that.
Quarter inch.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Zip, yeah.
Whatever. Like, we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It wasn't exactly twerking clothing.
No, it's not exactly radio clothing either. That's a Jim Rome shirt right there.
Oh, it is?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Sport coat with that? Heck yeah.
Phenomenal.
Cappy's going to make a mess with those ribs.
Yeah. No question.
I may even take this thing off when I'm eating the ribs.
What's underneath the sweater?
Just a regular t-shirt.
What does it say? So what brand
is
shirt?
There she is. She knew it.
Oh. Will she text you?
She knew you were talking about her. There she is right now.
Rubber Rachel on the phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
There she is.
That's interesting to see.
Yeah.
I just love.
I mean, maybe she's tracking more than just your phone. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, real quick, let's switch to the Lakers here real quick, and then we get, because Travis is going to join us. Can we make sure we call Travis today at the right
time? Did you notice I wrote on the rundown, don't forget?
Yes, because poor Travis, we have, got bumped for Mateo last week.
Yes, that's true. He did.
There was that.
He did.
Mateo was giving us a good breakdown of the World Series at 4 years old. But the Lakers situation. So remember, we had this alleged deadline, right? Ramona's talked about it. I've talked about it. All the insider types have talked about it. Even the outsider like you have talked about it.
What are we talking
20 about? 20 games.
Yeah.
We're at 11 right now.
That's true. And there's nothing that would tell us that something's going to change and they're all of a sudden going to get better.
In the next nine?
except one thing that the insiders keep talking about.
What's that, Cappy?
The schedule lightening up.
In theory.
Right. But does the schedule really lighten up? Because Sacramento is a team that you look at and you think,
they're the Kings.
Right, but...
But they've been competitive in these games.
Didn't they just beat your Cavs last night, Linz?
And they beat the Warriors, too.
First of all, the Cavs, don't get me started on the Cavs.
Okay. Cleveland alert.
Don't get me started on the Cavs. But they had three games in a row.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
So, and they all had the flu.
But the Sacramento Kings...
Yeah.
On SportsCenter, forget about watching the game.
Yeah.
The final result was the Sacramento Kings beat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And the Warriors the other day.
So maybe Sacramento
is
like a team like Utah in that they're playing team ball because they don't have like some monster superstar on their team.
Yeah. What? You're besmirching the name of Domantas Sabonis? I mean, his dad was a beast.
That is true. Dad was a beast.
Yeah.
But
did you know he's in the NBA?
Domantas Sabonis?
Yeah. Yeah, no clue. Huh?
No, does know because one of his Hey Kings is one of the minority partners of the Sacramento Kings.
Right.
No, but did you know Sabonis?
Only the last name. I would never have been able to tell you the first name.
Domantas.
Yeah, and wouldn't have gotten Domantas. Yeah. No chance at all. No. Arvidas, yes. Domantas, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is that when everybody tells me that the schedule's about to get lighter, Sacramento's supposed to be terrible traditionally. Brooklyn, hold on. Brooklyn, who was terrible
they
early.
They crushed the Knicks yesterday.
Once they stopped playing Kyrie, you know, and once Kyrie went on his suspension.
Well, and also Steve Nash went away. Let's not forget that part.
You got Jacques Vaughn, the pride of Pasadena coach now.
Yeah, Jacques Vaughn. Shout out to Pasadena.
And what a beard. What a beard Smooth. Jacques Vaughn has, right? I mean, Chris, someone who has a nice beard, have you appreciated
it? I get mine professionally done, so I can't take credit for it.
Okay, gotcha.
Every week, she does the whole thing.
The full thing.
Yeah, he winds it up. She trims it.
And then you don't touch it the rest of the
Never week. Touch it, because I always would screw it up. Some of those more old pictures of me, you can see the beard's all screwed up. It's scraggly. No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the hot towel, you're good to go. You're good to go.
All right. So the point is that Sacramento is probably not as bad as everybody thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
Just like Utah is good when they were supposed to be tanking.
For now.
Okay. Say again? Sacramento?
Well, right, but that's like the past. We're talking about today, though.
No, he don't care.
Yeah,
this guy don't
but
care.
But today, the Lakers are not good.
Don't care.
Like, we got to focus on today to make sure that they get back to winning championships, right? Like, that's the goal.
No, he don't care, this guy. No. How many banners they got?
No,
Or the banner count.
No, but listen, here's what I would say. The banner count.
Crowd.
The banner count counts when we're talking about the historical
against
aspect.
Against the Celtics.
For sure. But there's no doubt. Listen, I'm the first to always say the Lakers are the crown jewel of the NBA. It's not the Celtics, because the Lakers are the glamour team. However, if we're being real, okay?
Really, really real?
Yeah.
Real talk?
This team right now
fail
has been a disaster.
They have batters how many times they beat us.
Okay. I'm not arguing you about the banners.
No, but what this man has said, he has a point, this man.
What is his point?
His point is that when you go to a Sacramento Kings game,
they don't have any banners.
No,
they don't even have division title banners.
He says wrong. He says yes.
They do have a summer league?
They do?
I did not know. I've never been to the arena.
They have a banner that says Sacramento.
I gave them. Listen, I should know.
They're losing
that.
The crowd here. Losing
Hold
the
on.
Crowd.
So
I should know that. Really?
I should know that. I gave them the summer league trophy.
Oh, wow.
I gave it to them.
Look at.
I did give it to them.
To Donald Silver.
Guys, like, like the old Brent Musburger in the locker room.
I did. I gave them the trophy.
Right. Look. In Sacramento, this guy's saying they have banners that are hanging that says Kings 98, Lakers 97, and the date of the regular season victory that they had against them.
That's lame. I'm with him.
Yeah.
That's what you do in small markets.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm with him on that. But in regards to the Lakers.
Today. Right now,
like
Cappy.
On
two-win Laker team.
What's today's date?
Oi.
Yeah. November 10th, okay. On 2022. Something needs to change in a big, big way. Okay? And it's not Jeannie Buss. Like, get out. This is so stupid. Like, blaming the owner. What we need to figure out here is this 20-game thing a real thing? Because if it is, you only got 9 games to figure it out, bro, and start making some real decisions on what the hell's going to happen with this
team. No, 20 games is not a real thing anymore. 20 games was a real thing when you were 0-0 after a 1-5 preseason. But 2-9 makes you go into panic mode. And 2-9 when LeBron limps off the court last night, because when he actually did feel his groin, he didn't say, hey, can I get out of the game?
No, he went straight to the
tunnel.
Come sit down and maybe get like a heating pad over here. You know, maybe, can I get a bag of ice over here, please? No, LeBron went, I'm out of here.
And the trainer ran over
there. As soon as that happened, yeah. I thought about you, Cap. And I almost texted you, but I don't want to text you at night.
Why? Because you think Cap is a groin?
No, because I think Cap is just going to jump on this and say LeBron bailing on the Lakers. LeBron has shut it down. I think this is a reason for Cappy just to latch onto the anti-LeBronness and say this is the season that is going to be a wash now because LeBron is going to milk this injury as much as possible.
Well, you know, I'll say this, Beto.
What are you going
to
say?
That would be smart of LeBron to milk it for as long as he can. Let these losers play the rest of the season without me. Then when
losers?
We're done, yeah.
Wow.
Well, they're 2-9. I mean, I'm putting myself in LeBron right now. I'm in LeBron mode.
They're not
mode.
On your level.
Right. I'm in LeBron mode. Let these losers lose a bunch of games this year. I'll be over here just saving my body because when the season's over and we don't have to pay Russ $47 million, we'll go use that and we'll rebuild this team and I'll be fresh for my final 2 years.
Okay. Can we talk to Travis? Because we keep bumping Travis.
No, let's not.
Wow, that was a beautiful rant.
Thank you.
Laura has even.
Rack him.
Rack me.
Yeah.
Big facts of the day.
Laura has texted. Lindsay has a big note that says here, don't forget Travis.
Okay.
So Travis will join us for what's supposed to be his weekly appearance, except we do a really bad job of making it a weekly appearance. So Travis Rogers of the Travis and Sleep Show will join us next. We are live at Bastards Canteen.
Yeah, come on.
Here for
on.
Our Veterans
come
Day
on,
Bash.
Daddy.
Thank you to everyone here who's come out here, including this gentleman right here. Right? That gentleman
it's
right the there shaking
guy.
Beto's
it's
hand.
The banner guy.
The banner guy. Now come here. Give that man a microphone real quick. Hold on. Before we go, Travis is going to have to wait a second.
Lindsay's going to get crazy here now.
Give him a microphone.
Who?
This guy right here.
Oh, right here. Okay. This guy. What's your name?
No. What's your name? What's your name? We want to know.
What's your name?
Are you supposed to be hiding from someone?
No. My name is Jesse.
Oh, okay. Jesse. Right.
From where, Jesse? Right. Where are you from?
Good job, Jesse.
Long Beach.
Long Beach. LBC.
Yeah. LBC.
I just want him to know. What does the banner say exactly, though? I want to hear it.
Oh, is he the banner guy?
Get
this guy. Go to Travis. Because that's just going to take all day long. Go to Travis. Oh, they have 19 banners. Woo! What are they right now? They're 2-9. Let's go.
Wow.
Travis.
Wow.
What? The Clippers have selfies. Whatever. Anyway,
they do have selfies. Hey, they do.
But here we go.
Laura wants to hear him more now that he's talking about the Clippers.
Look, we got my boy from Imagine That Workshop down the street in Downey brought Mason. It says Mason, the twerk king.
Oh,
we got
gold.
Right? Imagine That Workshop. Here you go, Cappy. Damn. Second place.
You get to present it to him.
I'm going to present it to him.
Like the Summer League.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like I did the Summer League. Right. Exactly. All right, Travis is going to join us next. Bastards Canteen, come out and hang out. We're here till 7.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Shitano and Cap broadcasting live from Bastards Canteen, the city of Downey, the Veterans Day Bash. And on this day in 1979.
Yes.
I did the post, so yeah. The number one hit, this is like a Travis Rogers record, the Eagles.
What does that mean?
Heartache Tonight. You know what it means. Like,
you just calling him old?
Not an old thing, but you can see him putting this on and saying, hey, Susan, let's open up a bottle of red, and it's going to be a heartache tonight.
Well, let's bring him on and find out if he's there.
Sweet tea?
Is he there?
More of a Bob Seger guy, if I'm being honest. The Eagles are all right.
There you go.
A little bit more in my lane.
We were running against the wind.
A little Hollywood Nights. Why not?
Oh, dude. Love Hollywood Nights.
Yeah. Right? So, Trav, I don't know if you've seen the stuff that has gone down on social media. We had a twerk-off here at Bastards Canteen. Exactly. Between Mason and Cappy. And Mason whooped Cappy's ass in the twerk-off.
Did he really? Did he? Yeah. Okay, because so I had heard that it was going to happen, and I was telling Mason that he had to kind of get the clapping going. That was the part that was going to have to kind of be the game changer. Did he hit the mark?
Excuse me. Travis, you were giving Mason twerking advice?
Yeah, but do you know what he means by clapping?
Of course.
No. But I'm asking Cap.
Why does that strike you as weird?
Well, it just does.
Yeah.
Do you know what he means by clapping? I think that he's not talking about clap.
No. Right.
I think he's talking about that.
Where you?
Yeah. No, don't do it again.
Where you clap your back?
Not applause.
You make the sounds.
Yeah.
You guys got to see. Sedano can actually really twerk, like in a real way.
That's it. I gave you two. I gave you an extra. I gave you a bonus twerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Trav, look, it's embarrassing. I acknowledge it's embarrassing. But here's what Mason did. He had a finishing move, pro wrestler.
He really was like a wrestler.
He got down on the ground like a downward dog, sort of a yoga pose.
And then he humped the ground.
Right. Uh-huh. And the crowd went nuts. They loved it.
Yeah.
They really loved it. Right?
Well, that doesn't look. I haven't seen it yet. I will immediately, when I'm done talking with you guys, go check it out. But, getting down, that doesn't sound like twerking to me. That's like twerking to me means like kind of heels off the ground, and I have a whole different visualization of what I was imagining.
Oh no, you're right.
Liked it, they liked it.
Yeah, he just went off script there basically, and that's it. And the crowd went wild, and that was. Like, and then Cappy after the fact. Tell Travis what you tried to do.
So, Travis, I was looking for a wall
where
I could do a handstand.
And then twerk.
And then twerk. But then there was no wall, but there was a tree.
Right.
But I couldn't come up with how to get on the tree because I was thinking about going backwards on the tree. But then I decided to go front ways and climb the tree.
Right.
And then I twerked my ass off.
You actually twerked well on the tree.
Yeah. But then Mason.
Too late, though.
I know, but then wait, Mason climbs a tree, twerks, and then comes down and is so dizzy he almost falls over.
Yeah, he almost crushed
like,
the table.
We had to like literally catch Mason. Yeah. It's all documented in the Circle of Trust if you know how to use Twitter.
Yeah.
He doesn't. I know.
I'm just glad that you got in and out of that tree without any sort of splinters or anything else. That you tried to twerk the tree and made it out alive, I think, is a win in its own right.
Yeah. The only injury I sustained today is a slightly pulled quadricep in my left leg when George went to stretch me out. So LeBron and I are right now in the same sort of rehab situation for our left legs.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
So, Trev, we were just talking about, remember all the conversations and the insiders talking about, you know, they're going to look at the first 20 games before trying to, you know, reimagine the roster or whatever. Well, we're 11 games in, right, and it's not pretty, to say the least. You know, do they need to act sooner than that in your estimation, or should they still maintain this idea of we're going to wait basically to Thanksgiving or so, or just past Thanksgiving before Christmas and figure it out then?
Well, I never really subscribed to the 20 games to begin with. I think they need to just wait and wait more and wait more. This isn't a surprise. I mean, if they're 2-9, you looked at their first 15 games and 3-12 wasn't out of the question. And maybe that was worst case scenario, and maybe that's about where it is. But I just, for the life of me, don't understand how when you have a bad team, you want to go from a bad team to a slightly less bad team and extend that as long as possible. I mean, this is a bad team is not a huge surprise. It's just coming into this season, it was going to be a bad team, and there isn't a quick fix. And now you got to decide whether or not you're going to be a really bad team, or whether you're just going to be a marginally bad team for a couple more years after that. And there's no good answer, but that seems like the worst answer to me.
Travis, we got you here today. Mostly, we talk about Rams.
Rams, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
We've gone Lakers, jump in on the Dodgers and all the moves that were made today and what you think about who's coming back. Justin Turner, I think he'll be back. Clayton Kershaw, fully expect him to be back. Love to see them go hardcore after Trey Turner and keep that guy around. So lots of Dodger news. So while we have you, we might as well just go around the horn. Go ahead.
Well, Justin Turner, I'd love to have him back, but I don't know if they're going to do it. He's almost 40 years old, right? I mean, I think he's 38 years old. He had a good year, not a great year. Kershaw's got to come back. Again, if he was going to leave, he would have left by now. Trey Turner, I'd love to keep him, but, you know, it doesn't sound like – you guys tell me what you think. If he were going to come back, wouldn't somebody at some point have said – you know what? I think we're going to get this thing figured out. I think I want to be here. We want to keep him. We'll figure a way to get this done. You know, all things being equal, no one's really said that. So I don't know if they go into the Carlos Correa sweepstakes. I don't know if you go Bogarts. I don't know what you do, but I think Bellinger is likely gone. I think Justin Turner is gone. I think Kershaw is back. I think it's going to look different, and I don't hate the fact that it's going to look different. They got to try something, right? That this has been 10 years of the same idea, really good team, and a really disappointing finish.
Yep, I heard you guys talking about this a lot, and the callers today were all like, no Correa. Seemed like there was a little bit different reply on people who didn't have their voices on the radio. But you know what? Why don't we finish up? We've gone Lakers. We've gone Dodgers.
Yeah, so Trav, I mean, if you've got any insight on who the hell's going to start this one on Sunday for the Rams, feel free to jump in. Because this thing, I mean, just when you thought this season couldn't get more strange for them, here we are now.
Yeah, it's, you know, it was bad, and then it got worse, and now it's even worse than that with Matthew Stafford being done. I would love to be the guy to tell you that Matthew Stafford's going to get this figured out, but they're scoring 10 points a game with him. I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make with everything else that they got going on. I think it'll be Wolford. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw both, but I don't know how much difference it's going to make. Somebody on defense is going to have to score a touchdown. They're going to have to get a special teams play because that offense isn't just going to show up on Sunday and look like the other offense that hasn't been there the other 9 weeks. They're not a good football team. Their offense is nowhere, and I don't think the quarterback has a ton to do with it, and I don't think if he'll be there or not be there is going to make a huge difference.
The only thing I think, and I agree with you that it's not a huge difference, but the only small minor detail I think is at least those other two guys, with as bad as this offensive line is, can move around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And, like, not be a statue back there.
No, he's not going to move around. You know, Perkins is probably the best of the three. Wolford is in the middle. But I don't know. I mean, these guys are running for their lives. They're not running for yards.
Right.
They're not running for right. first downs. They're trying to stay out of harm's way more than anything else. I'm trying to remain as optimistic as I can, but having watched this for the previous 9 weeks, it's just not good. And when you can't block anybody and you don't have any time and you don't have anybody that can make a play not named Cooper Kupp, you're in a pretty tough spot, and it's an actual tougher one without Stafford.
Trav, as a Matthew Stafford apologist, are you really sad? Are you going, oh, Matthew Stafford, I miss you so. What are we going to do on Sunday?
Look, yes. The answer, Chris, is yes. I am feeling a little bit like a Matthew Stafford apologist. I would like to see one person throw up
Julian,
a block.
Julian, what will we do? Why are you talking to Travis now?
Leave the pottery wheel out of it. Leave the pottery wheel somewhere else. But no, he's gotten a bad rap this year. He hasn't been very good either, but the whole team's been bad, and he's, you know, he's the quarterback. He's got to take it, I guess.
Yeah, this has been kind of a weird sort of thing, right? Like the Lakers had won the title a couple years ago, then the Rams mm-hmm. won the Super Bowl. Now both the Rams and the Lakers are awful, and LAFC shoots up and wins a championship this past weekend. So,
yeah, you know, I became a soccer fan
those guys
in about
love.
3 hours. Yeah, absolutely, it was awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of in the middle of the road when it comes to soccer, but I started watching the match on Saturday. It was amazing. It was as much fun as I've had watching something that I didn't completely understand as I've had in my entire life. It was great. Cappy, I got a question for you though. Now that you've gone down in Torquay, do you take a class? Do you get in the gym? Like, how do you try to bounce back?
Well, it is a good question because, Travis, there's already now, there's been some warnings that we're going to be doing a station twerk-off at Mandy's too. So the first thing I'm going to do is, yes, I'm going to start studying on YouTube. Then I'm going to work with my daughters. You know, they're all young teenage girls. They all know how to twerk, I think. And then I'm going to dress properly. I'm going to dress in like tiny little high school volleyball short type of thing.
I think I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's a great bet.
Yeah.
You should get some dolphin
yeah,
shorts.
Real tiny shorts.
Put on a
no,
bunch
no,
of weight
shorter.
And see what can happen.
No. Way shorter than dolphin shorts.
And this
dude.
Stage will have a curtain. So yeah. I think we get Travis in the same getup, and then the curtain opens up.
Right.
And you guys are both yeah, twerking.
Right, we're bringing sexy back together.
You're both double clapping.
You need to envision the Chris Farley Chippendale sketch with Patrick Swayze, and that's about what you're going to get.
Yeah, I just want to be the Patrick Swayze guy.
Yeah, well, it's your only option because I'm definitely Farley.
Travis, you're going to be proud of me. While you guys have been talking the last 2 minutes, I've been eating rib tips, so,
yeah,
and they're
look
delicious.
Good. They look fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so. those are really
Bastards
good.
You know Canteen looks good.
Do they have any burnt ends in the house? Because
they do.
If they got
they
burnt
do.
Ends. You got to
yeah.
get that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
they're
ends.
Delicious. Those they're
listen
delicious.
To Travis. Let's
yeah.
go. That's so great.
He loves it. The man loves some good food. All right, Travis and Sliwa each and every morning at 10 a.m. And of course, Travis on the Rams coverage as well. Trav, we got you on time. All right, you didn't get bumped by my 4-year-old this time. So Lindsay was on it today. Okay.
Was it? Did Lindsay remember or did Laura remember?
To be honest, they both did. Laura was texting it. Lindsay had it on the rundown in like size 40 font. Okay, so
I wrote, don't forget !! Yeah. !!
So there you go.
Perfect.
So Trav,
thank you, Lindsay.
Have a great.
I appreciate you.
Trav, have a great show tomorrow, man. Thanks for coming on.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right, see you. Hey, real quick, we're going to do Radio Tinder, a live version of Radio Tinder here at Bastards Canteen.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
After 5:30 p.m. in the Southland, you know what we do at 5:30, and we're doing it on the road, live from Bastards Canteen in the city of Downey. Shinano and Cap, we like to play a TV theme for Radio Tinder. And on this day in 1969, Sesame Street premiered on PBS. Cappy?
Love Sesame Street.
Are you eating a rib? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was having a rib.
Okay.
Really good.
Those things are delicious.
Man.
You can follow Lindsay at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter or Instagram. Don't forget about our sponsor. They're in the house today. Tequila Mandala.
Yes, always swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
Always swipe right.
Award-winning small batch premium sipping tequila made from the finest mature agaves. And make sure you follow their journey on their social channels, at Tequila Mandala. And demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Go to their website, tequilamandala.com.
And apparently, everybody's going to be drinking Tequila Mandala as soon as we get off the air at 7
o'clock.
We just
did a double read. I like it when Shitano and I do that. That's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher.
All right, I'll just say Tequila Mandala at Costco now.
Oh, Tequila Mandala at Costco.
Yeah, they told me that when they walked away.
Can you buy that in bulk?
Somebody in the Circle of Trust put it in the Circle of Trust yesterday.
Oh, did they? Oh,
now
yeah.
Now we're going to have to get that. Yeah. Beautiful. Tequila
Ten
Mandala.
Cases.
Once again, take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. So, guys, LeBron is currently 1,106 points away from tying Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the all-time scoring record. But one former NBA big man does not think LeBron's ever going to get there. John Sally was on the Club Shay Shay podcast yesterday, and here's what he had to say when he was asked about it.
Take it away, Shay.
You want me to do John Sally?
Please.
Yeah.
Gonna
I don't think LeBron's going to get that.
They're not going to let who get it?
LeBron.
They got no choice. The man is 1,000 points.
Think about it. I didn't agree with something Phil Jackson said to me, and then I got into my 50s and I got it. So he goes, well, some records need to stand.
So there you go. John Sally, the conspiracy theorist, thinks that they're not going to let him get it. Do you guys agree at all with what John Sally said? Swipe left or swipe right. Sedano, you go first.
How's that rib?
It's delicious. I mean, what does that even mean?
Like, I don't know.
You know, he only has like another 30 games that he can do it in. Like, it's not that. There's plenty of time for him to do that.
But what?
They're not going to let him? Like, what do they mean? Somebody's going to just jump on the court and stop him? Like, what's going to happen?
What did he not
He's going to get hurt?
Until he was 50. What part of that did I not
understand? I didn't get that either.
Well, he told a story about Kobe and hit, like, the single game point record. And it was a back and forth between him and Phil Jackson, where Phil Jackson said, like, some records are just meant to stand. So, I don't know. He somehow thinks that they're going to prevent him from reaching it.
All right.
He needs 1,061?
1,106.
Okay.
Yeah. So, 30 some odd games, and he can get that.
30 games?
35 games, let's call it.
I'm trying to do the math here.
I know. We can see it in your eyes.
Yeah. I'm trying.
I mean, they've
to
already
math.
Played 11, 35, so it'll be like the mid-season.
Carry the
mark.
One.
Yeah.
January?
Okay.
Like January, February. Yeah. Yeah. Depending on injury.
Yeah,
right.
But if he scores 25 points a night, how many games does it take to get to 1,060?
So 40 or 50 tops max. Even if you count the injuries, it'd be like 40 or 50 max.
All right. I'll say this. You ready?
Unless he gets Nancy Kerrigan.
Well, let's not do that.
I'm just saying, like, what else could he possibly be talking about?
Well, but I'll bet you this. I bet you he doesn't do it this year.
What?
What?
Come on.
You don't think he's going to score 1,100 points by the end of June?
That's a hot take.
Okay, you're right.
The only way he doesn't do that if he gets hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, he may not play enough this year because they may not be good. So he may think to himself, why do I have to play when my toenail hurts? You know? Versus when you're in the pursuit of a championship, you're like, I'll do anything to play because I got to keep us going. So I wonder.
I mean, I don't know. If I'm LeBron, I'm trying to, like, exaggerate my injuries right now because he knows they're not going anywhere. I'll be taking my time coming back. That's all.
Maybe he waits till next year when they're good again.
No, because that's going to happen just like that. Anyway.
Love takes time, as Mariah said.
You're right.
What's next, Lindsay?
So music stations all over the country are starting to...
By the way, can I stop real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
We should create a podcast for you instead of, you know, he has Club Shay Shay,
mm-hmm.
Shannon Sharp, Club Cap Cap, Cappy Cap.
Yeah, that's
not
bad.
Can I be a guest?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Definitely. Yeah? You're the first guest. You're,
then you can have two podcasts.
Yeah, well.
The Cappy Cast and then Club Cappy Cap.
Club Cappy Cap is good. We can do a Pajama Jammy Jam.
Right, there you go.
You need to be a regular staple, Chris. Be like DJ CMM.
Oh, really? I can be a DJ?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, the DJ saved my life on the dance floor, too.
Yeah,
we need a non-Cappy sports podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
We're just like... And, everything else.
And he's got red eyes the whole time.
And I also...
I'm waiting for them to happen right now.
And I also don't ever put this on broadcast. It's only for like podcasts where I can curse and I can talk the way I really
talk.
We go
Patreon. I will pay to hear Cappy loaded talking about movies that you have no idea about.
Okay.
Pop culture that you have no chance about.
Right.
And your quest for Jennifer Aniston.
We have ideas.
That's a show.
We have ideas for that.
That's a show.
Coming soon in 2023. Alternate broadcast.
What's next, Linz?
So music stations all over the country are starting to flip the switch to Christmas music. Here in LA, Coast started playing the holiday tunes a few weeks ago with many others getting ready to switch on Thanksgiving. So if you guys remember back in like the pandemic, stations started switching back in like September.
You said pandemic?
Yeah, the pandemic.
It's a Mason and Ireland bit.
Oh.
It was just a dumb guy on YouTube that called it the pandemic. But anyway, they started making the switch in September to like boost morale, but it worked so well and people loved it so much that now everyone's like, oh, let's just switch earlier and earlier every year. So now here we are. What is it? The 10th of November. Is it too early to be playing holiday music?
Yes, Thanksgiving. It's got to start in Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but Coast will have like a 40 share. That's a rating.
Right. Their numbers go through the roof.
Right. Exactly.
That's why they start so early.
Maybe we should just play Thanksgiving. Hold on, let's ask this. Amanda, since you're here, can we play Christmas music underneath us the entire show? Like, we could still do our talk
show, singing
dogs? But it's just Christmas music under. Since all these... No, because all these stations... all these stations get like 40 shares when they run Christmas music. So, man, we can do both.
Yeah, as you two argue over like Santa Claus is coming. No, LeBron ain't doing this.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be hilarious.
The question is, though, is it too early, right?
Yeah.
Is it too early for Christmas?
Well, the decoration's been up at Costco since July.
Right, I say it's
the La Mama has the Christmas tree already up.
La Mama.
That upset me, man.
You were out there the other day. Oh, I saw you.
I was at Lucille's. All right.
Did she pick a fine time to leave you?
Huh?
Did you see that? He had no clue.
But Frida.
I don't think anyone did.
Frida is fire.
Frida, mariachi brunch on Sunday at Frida.
There's also one in Cerritos. Yeah. Isn't that popping too?
That was a good one.
I don't know it.
That was good.
No. Here's what we need to do. We come here to the people at Downey. We need to do a remote at the Delamo Mall. Where's Mark Cates? Mark Cates, where are you? You're listening somewhere.
He's probably recovering somewhere from the New York City Marathon.
That's what I was going to say. He's still nursing his wounds.
We do it at Frida because the mariachi that plays on Sundays is our boys. They listen. Juan Vargas.
Make it happen.
Huh? Juan Vargas.
Really?
Yeah. Left fielder. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's 8 million Juan Vargas in Downey right now.
Of the mariachi, though. Not of the trio, of the mariachi.
Yeah, the mariachi. Yeah. Christmas time, mariachi. Yeah.
You're a goofball. Come on, tough guy.
My man.
All right, Linz, what's next?
I like that idea, though. Remote at Delamo Mall.
And we did some shopping after.
Yeah, yeah.
I took a picture. I showed you guys my,
Japanese
the new suit.
He cleaned out Delamo Mall. Yeah, because he was posing off the suits for like the Christmas game.
Oh, that was at the Delamo Mall?
I bought a Christmas suit for the Christmas
game. Yeah, it's nice.
At Nordstrom.
At Nordstrom?
He's got like the greenish color.
He didn't go to Rack. He went to real Nordstrom.
It has a greenish hue.
Yeah. It's nice.
You could get it at the Rack a lot cheaper.
Not that version.
Not this version, bro.
That's this year. That's this year's version.
Hey.
And I also text Cappy. I told him to get his Nike guy to get me some shoes because I saw some sweet shoes.
He was showing me pictures of like all these Air Jordans. He was taking pictures.
The Jordan 1s.
I need your Nike plug to hook me up.
Right, because they're like $250 on retail. I'm like,
yeah, there's that store around the corner for North.
Liquor.
Yeah, that's the full price. That's Cappy Bunny.
We all want Cappy to use his plug to get us the matching Jordan 1s, the white and gray
Cappy's
ones.
Never come through with any plug. That's why I can't wait for Hey,
let me tell you something. Saturday night at the Coliseum.
For you.
It wasn't really for me. It was more
for the show.
He did for me with the hat.
He did.
It was free that he bought.
No, I didn't buy it.
It was
free or you bought
exclusive the Browns team.
If it's free, it's not a gift,
right? Well, no, he goes. He bought it. It was free or something.
Was it free or did you buy it?
No, it was free.
Okay.
But it was.
But she didn't ask though.
No,
we're asking for something.
Oh
hard
no,
to get.
I did ask. I said,
but
hey,
can
you get me an exclusive piece of Browns merchandise when you're in Cleveland?
It's in Cleveland.
Hanging out with the OC.
That's not that hard to get in Cleveland. You're all right.
In the meantime,
the Nikes.
I do like
the Nikes. Those
it was
hard.
From the team. That's why I wanted something from the team.
You're gonna ramp Lindsay up.
Come on. No, but I like your idea. We should all have matching Air Jordans.
Yeah,
I love this idea.
Make it happen for Christmas.
Would you like to get them?
I already sent the picture.
I'm not even gonna ask because I know they're not gonna
happen. Those gray and white ones. That
okay.
I sent you.
I like them.
Oh, you're getting the cool gray? Oh.
Maybe you might want a pair.
What are those
they're
called?
Nice.
The Concords?
They're nice, Beto. Yeah, they're
the
nice.
The Concords? Nah, you ain't get them.
Is that what they are, the Concords?
Astrodale.
I'll send you the picture. I'll send you the picture, Beto.
All right, do we got time for one more?
Yeah.
Okay. So ESPN's Manning cast started off with rave reviews. The alternate broadcast to Monday Night Football, starring both Peyton and Eli Manning, averaged about 1.8 million viewers last season. But this season, so far, it's averaging about 1.4 million viewers, and there's just not as much buzz as there used to be. So do you guys think that viewers have gotten tired of the Manning cast? Swipe left or swipe right? Cappy, you go first.
I'm going to swipe left. I don't think people have gotten tired of the Manning cast. I think that the Monday Night Football broadcast with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman has a lot more cachet than the previous group. And I love Steve Levy, and I love Louis Riddick. That's my man. But I just happen to, and Brian Greasy, you know, not really, I never got that part of it. No offense to Brian. But I just think that the Joe Buck, Troy Aikman Monday Night Football broadcast has taken away from the Peyton and Eli side, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I will also swipe right on that. I just think that you're talking about arguably one of the greatest pair of guys to call football in the history of the sport, right? Like, it's Madden and Summerall are the mountaintop. And then after that, I mean, it's, if you look at longevity, those two guys have been together a really long time now. Al Michaels individually is fantastic, but he's had a lot of partners over the years now.
He has. That's true.
I think if you look at pairs, they're right up there right after Madden and Summerall.
Also, the newness is gone because now it's every single week you're used to it. It's like how many different ideas, how many different guests are they going to bring up?
Right.
When they had Obama the other day?
That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Was great. I watched it, but I'm like with you.
The first few, they had awesome guests, too. Like, they went, like, big time. Like, LeBron and...
And The Rock.
The Rock, right. Yeah. So now it's like, I mean, Obama's cool, but it's like they're only getting an A-list guest, like, every other week now.
Right. Yeah. All right. That'll do it for Radio Tinder, each and every day at 5:30. We actually did it on time today.
Pretty good. Not bad. We should all be proud of ourselves.
All right. So we'll talk... We were talking about the Dodgers earlier, so let's talk to our guy, our Dodger insider, Balake, Blake Harris. Will join us in just a moment. We are live at Bastards Canteen here in Downey.
Yeah.
We're here till 7 o'clock. The party goes till 10. Yeah, here the people are here. So come down here and hang out. These riblets are delicious.
Hey King,
they are
too. Live Hey King at 6 p.m.
And a live Hey King at 6 o'clock. A live Hey King. All right. So stick around for that. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We are live from Bastards Canteen, the city of Downey. The Veterans Day Bash, Shinano and Cap. The 247th Marine Corps birthday. Come on out. 11045 Downey Avenue in the city of Downey. Also, you hear it there. Summertime in the LBC. Happy 52nd birthday, Warren G.
Oh, Regulators.
Yeah.
Bound up.
Yeah, we should have played Regulators. I like Summertime in the LBC.
It's okay. Summertime in the LBC is good, too.
But Regulate is a great song.
Yeah.
Regulators, bound up.
You know what? The good thing is, it's our show. We could always play that song later.
Rack 'em.
You know?
And coming up at 6 o'clock, we got a live version out here of Hey King.
Hey King!
Usually around 6 p.m., that's when the red eyes come.
Yeah.
Like Cappy. Cappy's red eyes.
I don't think tonight, though.
No, because the lights are
on. Because there's no lighting on me.
We could
do
lighting.
This if we want.
Lighting,
I think I'm good. No, I think I'm good. Now, if we get done with the show and we go back to the car and we all kind of hang out before we come back and have drinks, the red eyes could show up.
It's also National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
Ooh, I love a good vanilla cupcake.
Vanilla cupcake's a quality item.
It really is.
Yeah. You know what I mean, Cappy?
I do. I mean,
you don't like vanilla?
No, I'll eat them, but I mean, I'm a chocolate guy.
Yeah, here's the thing. I feel like chocolate on chocolate cupcake.
Yeah, no good.
Not so great.
No,
but no, you're crazy.
Devin Noah.
Susie Cakes chocolate chocolate is the bomb.
No, they're fine. Don't get me wrong. But I prefer the chocolate frosting on like a vanilla.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's heavenly.
It's a perfect blend.
Chocolate chocolate Susie Cakes for me all day.
I mean, listen, if you really want to go, I know it's not cupcakes, but if you want to go, like, to me, donuts, right?
Randy's Donuts.
You go to Randy's. There is a Randy's here in Downey. There's one in Torrance by me.
So order some.
I've never had Randy's Donuts.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Girl. We should absolutely go order some. I'm not even joking.
Please take her.
No, I know.
Please take her.
No, not, we're not taking her. We're just going to order
them. Yeah, order them on DoorDash right now.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
live on the air.
They're perfect after these rib tips.
Do you like Nutella?
Oh, it's all right. It's all right.
Because they have a good Nutella with a graham cracker.
I like the cake donuts like Cappy does.
Oh, okay.
You they put have Nutella that over there, then put the graham cracker. Bam!
That's it.
You got yourself a treat.
It's delicious.
But I do like a nice vanilla froyo, just so you know.
Oh, Blake. I forgot that Blake is even there.
I mean, do you know the story about when Lindsay and Cappy and I went to dinner one time?
And you got
to
froyo, watch
the
right?
And then after, no, we went to the Manhattan Beach Creamery.
Right.
And... we got to get to Blake here in a second.
No, we don't.
And
did you get rainbow sprinkles? I like rainbow sprinkles.
I love rainbow
sprinkles. He didn't even get an ice cream.
No, I got
Lindsay
a chocolate
and I
milkshake.
Got ice cream, and he got a milkshake.
He got, like, the chocolatiest ice cream with, like, 10 scoops of ice cream in it.
In a milkshake.
I turned my back.
He didn't want to know.
See them make it. I didn't want to know how many scoops of ice cream.
No, it was phenomenal. Delicious, of course. But it's like you go to the ice cream place to get a milkshake?
Yeah, that's what you get. That's where they make milkshakes, the ice cream place. Yeah.
He also ordered a salad because he was watching.
Right, he had ordered a salad.
For dinner.
The other thing. He had ordered a
he
salad.
He was watching
for
his carbs and then he got the double, triple chocolate milkshake.
I had the burger with no bun.
Yeah.
You know, but
he
I'm
did
on a
all
diet.
That.
Did they put whipped cream on the milkshake?
No, I told him.
He
not
said
to.
No.
Yeah. I'm on a diet.
It's like ordering the Big Mac meal with
a
diet.
You're a goofball, tough guy.
Yeah, he ordered the number one at McDonald's with the Diet Coke, basically. Is what
sometimes you get that.
Yeah.
All right, Shadano and Cap continues now.
Thank you. All right, Balake is going to join us here. Blake Harris, of course, our Dodger insider. We love him. You can follow his work on Substack. Make sure you subscribe to that Substack. He's doing the Lord's work when it comes to the Dodgers. His Twitter is Blake Harris TBLA. And he's got the podcast Inside the Ravine. And if you like college football, he's got Harris Highlights on YouTube. So let's talk to you about what transpired here with the Dodgers and who they tendered and who they didn't. What kind of stuck out to you?
Yeah, so I mean, it was a lot to keep track of. Obviously, the Justin Turner news was kind of the biggest because we all expected him to not get that option picked up, but maybe the Dodgers were going to do it. But yeah, officially having Justin Turner enter free agency, I thought that's kind of big. And obviously extending a qualifying offer to Tyler Anderson. I mean, this is a guy that I don't think in his entire career had made anything close to $19 million. So hopefully the Dodgers are able to bring him back. It seems like a tough choice to turn down $19 million, but maybe another team offers him more money.
I think the Dodgers have to bring Justin Turner back, and Justin Turner has to know that he belongs in a Dodger uniform. It's been 10 years. Guy's been here for all this success. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not at the top of his game anymore, but he is a very important part of the clubhouse. I don't know, Blake, I'm going to make my call here that Justin Turner comes back. What do you think?
I agree. I think Justin Turner is going to come back. I think he comes back at a discounted rate. Hopefully both sides are working on some deal that allows him to return, because I think he's going to be 38 next season. He's not worth $16 million, but this is a guy that definitely showed in the second half. He could still hit. I think if the Dodgers are able to bring him back, you know, maybe for $8 to $10 million, it does save them $4 to $6 million. But yeah, I think Justin Turner, whether or not he's in the lineup every day, having him in the clubhouse, having him in the community. I mean, he's the second longest tenured Dodger, you know, behind Clayton Kershaw. So I think the Dodgers bring him back. They've already voiced that they want to bring him back. But again, I think at this point it's just seeing how many millions of dollars he's willing to shed to come back.
Blake, what is a reasonable number for Clayton Kershaw to come back at?
A reasonable number is whatever it takes to get him back. I think Clayton Kershaw, whatever he wants, you got to give it to him, because this is a guy where, you know, all history aside, he was arguably a top 10 starting pitcher in the National League this season. So he still definitely has it, but I think a fair number. I think last season he got, I want to say, $17 million. So I think anywhere between $17 to $20 million for 1 year, I think that's more than fair.
All right, let's talk about what's going to happen with Trey Turner, Blake. So, to me, I've heard all the talk all day about Carlos Correa. You know, should the Dodgers be in possibly on Carlos Correa? Before I would ever even think about it, I'd be doing everything I could possibly do to keep Trey Turner. What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, I think the Dodgers, Trey Turner is definitely their number one option. Andrew Friedman said that during this season they had negotiations to try to bring him back, but ultimately they let it go to free agency. I think Trey Turner, honestly, is just going to go wherever he's able to get the most money. I think if a team like Philadelphia, if a team on the East Coast comes and says, here's $300 million, I think he's going to go there. If the Dodgers give him a competitive offer, maybe he'll consider, but I don't think the Dodgers are going to be willing to maybe go 6, 7, 8 years and maybe offer close to $300 million like some of these other teams. Well, I mean, the Dodgers, they weren't even that aggressive with Corey Seager. And, you know, he has much more history with the Dodgers than Trey Turner does. So it'll be interesting to see. But I do think Trey Turner is the Dodgers' number one option. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to what does Trey Turner want the most. And if I were to guess, I do believe the rumors that he wants to go back home to the East Coast.
Yeah, so I also agree with you that that's the case. I don't believe he will be a Dodger moving forward. I think the Dodgers will do all their make the effort to try to keep him, and I do believe he's the number one priority. But I just believe he ends up back on the East Coast and doesn't pick the Dodgers in his free agency.
Where's he from? Anybody know? I mean, I don't remember offhand. Anybody know where Trey Turner's from originally? Corey Seager was from Texas.
I want to say the South. No.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyway, I'll figure it out.
Okay. So Blake.
He's from Florida.
There you go. So there you go. I think Florida, he's not going to Tampa or the Marlins, so there's that. But now let me ask you this. I do think the Correa thing is in play. I do think the Dodgers, the fans may not like it, but I think they are absolutely going to be in on Carlos Correa. And I'm willing to gamble whatever you'd like that Scott Boras, if I believe is still his agent, is going to try to put that on the table for the Dodgers, knowing that he represents Trey Turner, who probably won't re-sign with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, that was something I kind of talked about a couple of weeks ago, but now all of a sudden, the last few days, the top reporters in all of baseball have kind of been hinting that the Dodgers might go that route. I mean, at the end of the day, I think there's only two or three players left in that 2017 team, so it's not like he's coming into a clubhouse where all 26 guys pretty much are, you know, upset over what happened. And the Dodgers, you know, we know that they love to go over those short contracts, maybe more money per year like they offered the Bryce Harper a couple of years ago. And I think Carlos Correa might be in favor of signing like a 3-year, $110 million deal, something that he did last offseason. And if that's the case, and if you're the Dodgers, from a baseball standpoint, that's a no-brainer. It's just a matter of how willing are they to accept the backlash from the fans if that happens. But if Carlos Correa, you know, has an MVP kind of season, if the Dodgers win the World Series next year, I think all is going to be forgiven.
I don't think anybody really wants to see Carlos Correa in a Dodgers uniform. Your point is well made about a baseball perspective, but it's bigger than baseball. It's not just a baseball player in a baseball uniform playing a baseball game. It's about what happened and how fans feel. And I can't imagine the Dodger organization not knowing that.
I mean, I'm sure they know it, but I think that their job is to do the best thing they can for the product on the field. Like, I think that's their biggest priority.
Let me put it this way, guys. If I told you could have Trey Turner or Carlos Correa, who would you rather have?
I would rather have Trey Turner, but I think to Blake's point, I don't think Trey Turner is going to be in the cards for them.
Well, do everything you can to make it happen. And then if it doesn't, then you go to plan B. That's my thought.
Yeah.
I'm a general manager now.
I mean, you're like Billy Bean over here.
I'm like at the GM meetings. You know?
Is Brad Pitt going to play you in the sequel too?
Right, yeah. I mean, Moneyball Deuce. Yeah. You know? And that's going to be me.
I was going to call it Moneyball something else that sounds like Deuce.
Yeah.
But, you know. So, anywho, Blake, in regards to just the Aaron Judge thing, do you buy that at all, or do you think he's like a Yankee or a Giant at this stage?
I mean, I think the Dodgers are definitely interested. I mean, they're definitely going to kick the tires. And I do think there is some, if you guys have been hearing about this whole Mookie Betts is saying that he's open to moving to second base in order to get Aaron Judge to right field. I do think there is some truth to that because Mookie Betts has said, you know, in the future he wants to move back to second base. I think the Dodgers are going to make an offer to Aaron Judge. I think they're going to be in negotiations with him. But I know the Giants this week came out and said, like, we're willing to offer as much as it takes to get Aaron Judge. And obviously, he might want to return to the Yankees. So the Dodgers are definitely going to be players. It's just a matter of, with Aaron Judge, does he want to go back home to San Francisco? Does he want to remain with New York? Or does he maybe want to take a slight discount and come play for the Dodgers? But I definitely think the Dodgers, I definitely think they're going to be interested in pursuing him.
Blake, I must tell you, I'm surprised and frankly a little disappointed that you didn't come down here to Bastards Canteen and Downey to hang out with us
a little bit. The kid lives like 6,000 miles away from
here. So what? Last time he drove like 4 hours just to come hang out with the show. The circle of trust is here. People are all saying that. Like, Balake, what's going on?
I know. I've been getting messages. I wish I could be there. You know, just couldn't make it happen today. But I already told Casper that at the next event, we're going to have to go extra, extra hard to make up for me missing this one. Good thing the Dodgers don't play tonight, and I'm not going to be taking down 9 beers. So right. At least we got that going for us tonight.
Right. And the reason that you're not here and that you can't make it, I'm going to take a guess here that you probably weren't allowed to come because, you know, you got a girlfriend, right? She probably restricted you from coming.
Wow.
Here, right? I said, no, because I get it.
Cap going to the white meat.
Because I got
Holy
it.
Moly.
Well, that's not for you to say. She's not
Rachel. Yeah, seriously, of you for all
right. That's my point. Yeah. That's my point. I understand it. Blake, am I wrong?
No, no need to.
Circle's turning on you again.
The Jones music. We don't got the whip going. We're not luckily at that stage now. The girlfriend was saying, yeah, go, but actually got something going on later tonight. Kind of, you know, learned about this thing short notice. So just, you know, couldn't make it happen in the cards. But like I said, the next event, I'm going extra hard, and we're gonna have another beer bet going. We'll figure out something we can do, but we'll have another beer bet.
All right, Balake, make sure you check out Blake Harris, our Dodger insider. Subscribe to his Substack. Follow him on Twitter at Blake Harris TBLA. And, of course, the podcast is Inside the Ravine. Do you have something to say, Chris?
I thought he had to walk out.
I just want to say one final thing. George and Scott, you guys were actually wrong about something during Radio Tinder.
What's that?
Here at the Chateau where I reside, Christmas music has been playing since November 1st, and all the Christmas trees are proudly up.
Wow, already. Impressive.
We will mention it next, is
there
what I was going to say. Cappy has committed a faux pas on Twitter again.
Okay.
All right. You've insulted the circle yet again.
How did I do that?
All right. Let's get to that in a second. Blake, always a pleasure, brother. Thank you for your time.
Oh, no.
All right. There he is. All right, we are live here at Bastards Canteen. Cappy has committed a faux pas against the Circle of Trust, and we're going to do a live version of Hey King coming up here in the next hour. So stick around for that. We're back in a couple minutes here on 710 ESPN.
All right.